Bills have been speeding their way through the Idaho legislature during week 8 of the session. The budget committee passed a bill to increase public schools' budget. Fish and Game brought a new hunting fees bill to lawmakers, and more of the action is moving out of committees and onto the House and Senate floors. In our 2017 weekly legislative update, Boise State University professor Gary Moncrief tells Samantha Wright he's been watching a lot of floor debates all across the country.
One of the things that's, I think, most interesting is, first of all, to listen to floor debate and the procedures on the floor in Idaho and the House and the Senate, and also to compare the way that works to other states. And this is actually pretty easy to do these days. We're going to put a link up on our site that will allow our listeners to watch the video of the floor proceedings in the various states. This is a link that's provided by the National Conference of State Legislatures, which is out of Denver, and it's great. You can watch debate going on in various states, and some of it's very similar to what you see in Idaho, and some of it's a little more raucous, and some of it's just kind of weird. You know, it just kind of depends on the state.
And isn't most of this debate very controlled, right, to keep things civil on the floor?
Most of the debate occurs in a very structured way, through the chair, through the presiding officer. So the presiding officer kind of controls the floor, and people have to ask to be heard, and then sometimes people have to yield the floor. And it's people are never mentioned by their specific names except when the presiding officer recognizes them. Otherwise, it's always the good lady from District 17 or the gentleman from District 14 or whatever. So all of that's done purposely in order to try to keep the kind of emotion that's going to develop in some heated debates, to keep it somewhat constrained.
Now, when I listen to floor debates in the Idaho legislature, there are a few people who are really moving things along and keeping things going. Who is that?
Both of the presiding officers in Idaho, that would be Brent Hill, who's the president pro tem. And you know, to be strictly accurate here, the presiding officer is actually the lieutenant governor, Brad Little, but that office is often not there. And so the person who usually is presiding is the president pro tem, which is Brent Hill in the Senate. And Scott Bedke is the Speaker of the House in the House. And so he's the presiding officer. And they've both been doing this for a while. And you can tell. It's quite obvious that they're both very comfortable doing that, and they know what's going on. Then there are the floor leaders. Bart Davis in the Senate is especially good. I mean, I think he's one of the best, not only floor leaders, but managers of bills, particularly complex bills that are sometimes emotional. Bart is really good at managing those bills.
And we've got a little bit of Bart Davis on the floor, just sort of spinning things along as we're moving through the Senate. Let's take a listen.
Mr. President, Senators, again, I would remind you it's our intention tomorrow to pick up the concurrent resolution, SCR 108. So tomorrow we will pick that up. I ask unanimous consent that all bills on first reading be read by number, author, and title only, and the journal show they've been read at length.
There are no objections, so ordered.
So there's Bart Davis moving the wheels of what's going to happen next in the Senate.
Yeah. A little bit later, he kind of explains why they're doing what they're doing, which Bart is very good at. He makes the motion, and then he often kind of explains to the other people in the Senate, you know, this is why we're doing this in this way. And one of the things about legislatures is they need some security in terms of the way things are going to happen, particularly toward the end of a session. You know, we're probably 3 weeks out now from the end of this session. And right now we're seeing a lot of that debate going on, especially on the House side, because next Monday is the day where bills are supposed to be crossing over from one chamber to the other. So the House bills that have passed will go to the Senate and vice versa. And what that means is the House, because it's larger, has a lot of bills to get out, to get off of their third reading calendar and over to the Senate on the crossover date. So we're going to see a lot of floor work in the next few days.
That's BSU political science professor Gary Moncrief. You can find a link to floor debates all around the country and all of our legislative coverage on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.